What up, K-State Nation? This is another episode of the Purple Project Podcast. All things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas, home of K-State University here on this Monday morning recording. Eddie Greer, August 10th, 2026. Very first time listening to this podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in to the latest episode of this all things K-State sports. We don't just talk about football, men's basketball, because if we did, last year would have sucked. I was going to say what it is. But everything's going to start changing here. Well, hopefully, an actual game. Not preseason, even though preseason's going on. When actual real games that count start happening, hopefully good things will happen. Football, men's women's basketball later on this fall. Cross country. I'm hopeful to record something on that this week. If you've tuned in, if you subscribe to this podcast, which if you're not a subscriber to this podcast, what are you doing? Second of all, episodes over the weekend are out. So there's that. And I recorded ahead prior to Eddie's big game. Eddie's big race at the Backyard Ultra, which I'm going to get on. I'll get all into that. Which, oh, by the way, yours truly coming off of a huge another PR in 2026. Again, I don't want to spoil it all because it's going to have its own episode. Trust me there as well. But yeah, women's soccer, women's volleyball, as I said, cross country, football, obviously got that going on. So yeah, so. And then, of course, I'm leaving out other sports as well. So we just don't talk about that. All things Kansas State sports on this podcast. So make sure, if you're not already, please make sure you are subscribed to this podcast. You want to be a part of this action. As we close in on the end of the summer in this damn heat wave and enter into the fall, definitely make sure you are hopped on board to this other K-State podcast, the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State athletics here as we get set. Get y'all ready for the 2026-27 athletic calendar year. And actually, things got started with preseason with soccer last week. There was a preseason postcast. So go check that out on soccer, that by the way. So there's that. There's both preseason games between volleyball and soccer, women's talking about, on Thursday. Speaking of which, that's actually, hold up now. That's actually a good transition. Volleyball announced over the weekend. Yes, that. ESPN2's broadcast. Actually, there's a couple of games on here. Creighton is on the schedule for Jason Mansfield, head coach of the women's volleyball team. Creighton, that matchup. I did see this. I did see a couple of promos online prior to this announcement. But September 18th. FS1, there's that. So there's that. Kansas, October 30th. And then, of course, that's K-State. Yeah, so what we see here. Yeah, so it looks like here only K-State's going to be on national television twice. Creighton, September 18th. And then, of course, the showdown with your in-state rival, the Sunflower Showdown, as we call it, in the state of Kansas, October 30th. So that's the day before Halloween, obviously, there as well. So majority of these games, as we have said throughout the duration of this podcast, will come from ESPN Plus, whether that's soccer, volleyball, some of these football games, right? Even track and field had some meets on ESPN Plus. So again, if you're big into that, I would advise you to go do that now. right, man. That's also, let's go ahead and throw, while we're on this subject, let's go ahead and throw in Cats Plus in there as well. I need to look into that a little bit more, obviously. That's what Cats Plus was introduced late last year. So there's that option as well. It's more in tune to your hometown K-State Wildcats. Well, not here, but out there in Manhattan, Kansas, there as well. ESPN Plus will carry a total of 21 K-State volleyball games this season. And of course, let me see here, August 28th, as we talked about, that will kick things off right there. And K-State HD TV will stream, will help out with the streaming process for ESPN Plus. And of course, I've had a chance to do some, a lot of work with them as well. Now it's a long time ago as well, but gained some value experience over there in that department. The Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports, women's volleyball will be a part of the preseason activities this week. Later on, as they're going to Missouri State on Thursday after, late Thursday afternoon, while the soccer team will wrap up its preseason with Seattle University on a late Thursday night in Manhattan. Well, I gotta check, see where that is. Still, Eddie Greer, I don't want to lead y'all to the wrong information. Yeah, because 9:30 seems like it should be in Seattle, not in Manhattan. But anyways, Eddie Greer for another episode of the Pro Watcher Podcast on this Monday morning here. This will come out either around its morning time, or I will wait till late tonight to have this, or early evening, excuse me, to post this episode. But yeah, but despite all that, either way, everyday coverage has begun. Like I told y'all over the summer, August 1st, which is past, was it's bypassed by now. we just passed by now. Yeah, so yeah, the bar don't stop after 5 o'clock on Friday. Nuh-uh. We keep it moving throughout the weekend because there's gonna be games along with football. That's the obvious one, but there's gonna be volleyball games, there's gonna be soccer games on Sundays. You know the deal. You've been in follow of this podcast for quite some time now. Y'all know what the deal is there as well. We're talking national televised games here on this edition. Volleyball gets set for their preseason match on Thursday afternoon. Brian Smoller, the king of women's sports, will be calling games once again with Liz Wigner-Bush. And then, of course, this year, going to be joined on a sideline, looks like, by all Big 12 selection. I never heard this name before, but Kelsey Stringer will be there. And then, of course, the combination of either Lacey Lister, Addison Lowe, or Riley Shellack will be there as well, helping out with those games as well. You can find more information if you're interested, find more information, kcsports.com. There, Jason Mansfield. It feels like yesterday we just hired him as a head coach for women's volleyball. He's going to be entering later on this month, which is basically the end of the month, his fourth season with the Wildcats, which we turn, again, was a little refresher, 7 letter winners from last year, which reached the second round of the NCAA tournament there. Let me see here. Yeah, so there's that as well. So let me see here. Let's see, trying to figure out what's going on. Sorry about that. Okay, all right. So they put this schedule. Yeah, so I'm trying to figure out what is this, the schedule or this is. All right, so let's just start. Hey, let's just start. Let's just. All right, so let's just keep the line moving and let's just do the home game, home matches here, and we'll come back at some point later on in the week and do the away matches here. So again, Texas A&M Corpus Christi, who I've been saying for the last week and change, the season opener, August 28th, and then Campbell. So they're going to be opening up with the Casey Invitational, obviously there, and then CSUN, which I don't know that team. September 4th. And then September 6th, it's Drake. And then they're going to be going on the road. I'll just say this. They're going on the road September 11th. That's their home first away game away from Morgan Family Arena when they take on Weber State. All right, so they don't play. Wait, hold up. Let me see here. Oh, no, hold up. They play. Okay, I see what this is. Okay, I see what this is. All right, so no. So Weber State is a home game. So my bad. So that's the first true road game match will be Nevada on September 13th, excuse me. And then I'm gonna skip down here. Houston is the first Big 12 match. Actually, first Big 12 match at home. UCF is the first Big 12 match September 24th. Then Houston. You get Houston at home on the September 27th to open up the home schedule there. And then BYU October 1st, followed by Utah on the 3rd of October. And then Kansas. What I just said in the top of this episode, Kansas is going to be on FS1. Let me double check that one more time here. Yeah, so FS1 will be Kansas. And then ESPN2, September 18th, which is over a month from now, will be Creighton. There in Creighton, that is an away game. That's why I didn't even mention that, because that's an away game. So there's that as well. Texas Tech, October 25th. And then, again, these matches I'm listing off are Morgan Family Arena games, home games, for your K-State Women's Volleyball team. Texas Tech, October 25th. And then the final month of the year, Cincinnati, November 6th, followed by Baylor on the 8th. And then TCU, November 13th. And then you get West Virginia, which is going to be senior day for this team, November 22nd there as well. So a very interesting home schedule this year for the Lady Volleycats here, as they try to once again make noise in the conference. And again, new name, fresh names on the roster. We have gone over this roster on one of these podcasts. So we'll see what happens there. And with this team, as we get started with the season, August 28th, almost typically say October. We're not there yet. Definitely not there yet, but we are ever so slowly, swiftly getting there, right? But we got to get through the rest of summer first, and of course, get through an entire month of September before we get there. But Texas A&M, Corpus Christi will open up the season with a K-State Invitational for K-State Women's Volleyball. Head coach Jason Mansfield and his squad look to make some noise once again in the Big 12. And so the main priority this episode, K-State, this team, new look team, will be on national television twice this year, ESPN2 and FS1. And then again, the rest of these games will be on ESPN+. Led by, of course, Brian Smoller on the call for these games as well. Pro Watcher Podcast, all this case of sports, you can get it. We're a podcast found for your mobile daily, which is court case content. You know what it is. iTunes, Spotify, the Pro Watcher Podcast, all things case of sports. Yes, we are bouncing around. There's plenty of football coverage between all the K-State podcasts, Power Cat Podcast. We'll see. Three Mall. Bosco's boys, they're gonna have y'all, KSL, they're gonna have y'all covered. We'll have y'all covered as well. Don't you worry about that, as well. But we like to stretch it further than that, just that. So we're trying to kind of keep things kind of current. Yes, football is current for sure, but we're trying to bounce it around a little bit more this year. So definitely, when it comes to the weekend, we'll still do our little previews and whatnot. We're probably going to save that for the weekends, obviously, with the previews and obviously your reaction. Again, reminder, again, I'm doing it again this year. Reaction after every K-State football event, which right for right now, I have Saturdays off right now. So that is good. That is good. Unless I fit in. Oh, wait, okay. Unless I do a race on that day or something, because I know the KC races are going down in October, but that's here nor there for the moment. But we're trying to keep things a little civil. Reaction, we're bringing back that. So no matter what happens with Colin Klein's teams, whether win or lose, I'm gonna get on there and react to what went down The same thing, right? So definitely want to make sure you're tapped in this podcast. All things Caleb Sports there as well. We're definitely looking forward to it. And we're looking forward to seeing this new, getting to know this team this year that Jason Mansfield is going to field out there in the court for this volleyball team for Kansas State in 2026. Alex Hayden out there in San Diego, California. It's Eddie Greer here in KC Mo. Appreciate y'all, K-State Nation. This has been another episode right here of the Pearl Project Podcast. All things Kansas State Electrical Cats.